everyone. I'm Amelia and I'm 5 years old.
Hi, I'm Zosha and I'm 8 years old.
Hi, everyone. This is Mommy.
What's up, everyone? I'm Daddy.
And you're listening to...
It's Movie Night.
And this week we watched Mrs. Doubtfire.
20th Century Fox put out this dramedy in 1993. It's rated PG-13 and has a runtime of 2 hours and 5 minutes. Some other movies Fox released around this time were The Beverly Hillbillies and Baby's Day Out.
Here's a change of pace. Zosha, what's this movie about?
It's about a family that gets divorced and the president said the dad can only see the family on Saturday. So he dressed up as a nanny.
That's exactly what this movie's about. It's not a president, though. It's a judge. That was cute. But it's about a man named Daniel who, during his divorce, wishes to see his kids more often. However, the only way to make that possible is by disguising himself as an elderly Englishwoman and secretly becoming a nanny to his family known as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Some familiar faces and voices. Daniel Hillard is played by the late and great Robin Williams. He has been Peter Pan in Hook. He is the voice of the genie in Aladdin. Alan Parrish in Jumanji, and he plays Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum franchise. Plenty of genres that he's in. I guarantee you have seen at least one of his movies.
Oh yeah, he's a legend.
Miranda Hillard is played by Sally Field. She is the voice of Sassy in Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. She plays Aunt May in The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, and she is Mama Gump, Mrs. Gump in Forrest Gump. Stuart Dunmire is played by Pierce Brosnan. He is Harry Dalton in Dante's Peak, Kent Nelson, a.k.a. Dr. Fate from Black Adam, and he is the fifth actor to play James Bond. He's done 4 films total.
He's my favorite James Bond. Your favorite James Bond?
I'm going to go Daniel Craig.
Okay.
I think he's a really good Bond. Natalie Hillard is played by Mara Wilson. She is Susan Walker in the 1994 Miracle on 34th Street. Probably mostly known as Matilda Wormwood from the 1996 Matilda, and she is Annabelle in A Simple Wish.
And the director of this movie is Chris Columbus. We've talked about him before. He directed Home Alone 1 and 2, Bicentennial Man, and the movie we talked about was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. He also did The Chamber of Secrets, and then he directed the movie Pixels, which we mentioned, I think, a few episodes ago.
Yes, for gaming adaptations.
Yes, that's what it was, for Angry Birds. So, Mommy, you said this movie came out in 1993. Do you remember around what age you first saw it? Did you see it in theaters? And do you remember liking it?
I did not see it in theaters. I saw it on either home video or TV for the first time. I was super young. I was born in 92, so I had to have been at least under the age of 5 the first time I saw this movie.
Okay, and you liked it?
Yes, I thought it was funny. I mean, what... How can you not laugh at a dad dressed up as an old English nanny? It's comedic. It's funny for any kid. What about you, Daddy?
I did not see it in theaters. However, I was 3 when this came out, so I might have been 4 when I actually watched it, and I remember liking it a ton. It's Robin Williams. It's the genie.
He's one of those adults that kids can just fixate on because he's so entertaining. So Amelia watched this movie in pieces at Grandma and Grandpa's house, but this is the first time that Zosha's ever seen it.
Yeah, I think I watched half of it.
Yes, you did. So this is Zosha's first sit-down, and your first sit-down all the way through watching it. And something that I didn't notice when I was a kid, and it's more apparent now, is that this is probably one of the first movies I'd ever seen with a gay couple in it. It's a line that's so fast, and it's you would miss it if you weren't paying attention to it.
Who did this?
Uncle Frank and Aunt Jack.
I love them, and I know as a child, I didn't understand why they had all the makeup and masks. Like, I didn't realize that was an actual profession. I was just like, oh, they like to play dolls, or they like to play dress-up. Like, I didn't even think, oh, they're like stage production.
Yeah, I think they address that they work in movies or something like that, but stage sounds good, too. That might have been what they actually were.
Either way, they were definitely a part of the makeup and the costume department.
Something else that I never really paid attention to when I was younger is the fact that Daniel quits his job at the beginning of this movie. And it's a really cool intro. I like that he's singing the Figaro. Such a cool scene. It always stuck with me.
Oh, and doing all the different voices for those characters.
Yeah. But he quits this job because in the animation, this character, this little bird, is smoking a cigarette. And he is saying things in terms of not liking the cigarette, but the character on the screen in the animation is supposed to be liking it. So Daniel quits because the producer says, if you're not going to have what's written down, then just leave. And he sticks to his guns. He's like, no, I'm not going to teach these kids that smoking is okay. And he quits for that reason. I was like, whoa, I never noticed that when I was younger. I never paid attention to it. But now I'm like, wow, I love this character.
Yes, but as an adult, what really bothers me is the fact that it's never discussed. The reason that he lost his job is never brought up at home. And you would think that Miranda would view him losing yet another job as not such a bad thing because of the reason he left. Hey, we have children. Our kids watch, for the most part, I'm assuming, everything that he's in or does.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want kids or any of their friends seeing this type of content. So you would think as a wife, you're like, okay, yes, this really stinks that you lost another job, but you did it for a really great reason.
Strong principles.
Yes. Like, I feel like that would help with the arguing at home.
Yeah, I like that part where he does all the voices.
Was that your favorite scene, yeah?
Yeah, that was my favorite. What was yours, Daddy?
I have quite a few favorite scenes in this movie, but I'll take one because I know Mommy and I overlap a little bit on this. But I like the Luck Be a Lady scene. So it's when his brother, his Uncle Frank and Aunt Jack are helping Daniel get his like persona of how Mrs. Doubtfire is going to look. And the Frank Sinatra classic song Luck Be a Lady is playing. And he's trying on all these different makeups, these wigs, these masks. It was super cool. I always liked this scene.
Yeah, at one point he's dressed up like Barbara Streisand, I think, is it?
Yeah.
It's just hilarious because at this point you're like, they're just playing around because obviously they're not going to send him off into the world looking like Barbara Streisand. So
yeah.
It's like, they're just having a fun afternoon now.
Because yeah, these don't match the voice that he had set up for Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, but I love that it shows that they're like big kids. They're just having fun doing their hobby, essentially.
And it showcases all the different voices that Robin Williams does. Like, this movie really does that. There's multiple scenes where he does different voices, and he's just great. Like, this is a master at work.
Wonderful impersonations.
Mommy, what was one of those scenes that we overlap on?
So it is the montage with Dude Look Like a Lady playing a little bit later on, you know, when he's really nailing being Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, he is
he's
learning
finally getting
to
the
cook.
Hang of it, yeah,
he's cooking, he's cleaning, he's got everybody on a schedule. But I love when he gets mugged and he's walking across the street to like either go to or from the bus, doesn't matter. But someone runs past and tries to grab his bag and he stiff arms them and like, hey, and his normal voice comes out. But then immediately after, he goes back to the Mrs. Doubtfire voice because he hangs on to his purse, but it breaks the strap. And
yeah, we can't say what he says because it does involve cursing. However, it will be on our TikTok page. So if you want to see the scene, go to our TikTok.
So good. It just shows how much he snaps in and out of that character. I love it.
There's another really good scene that I like, and it's when Mrs. Selner, his like caseworker, comes over to make sure that his house is clean, that he's doing these things so that way the kids can come and see him. And he forgets all about it, and he's Mrs. Doubtfire. So he walks in, and he goes, as Mrs. Doubtfire, he says, oh, I'll go get Danny.
Danny, there's a Mrs. Selner here to see you.
Oh, is she here?
Yes, dear, she is. Oh, Mrs. Selner, I just got out of the shower. I think you'll be very pleased with me. I've been through some really interesting changes.
And he has to take the entire outfit off to come back as Danny. And he says, oh man, would you like a cup of tea? My sister makes a great one. Putting himself into this bad position because she says, oh yes, I would love one. So now he's got to go back into his bedroom and he's got to put the whole entire outfit back on.
But it goes very wrong because he ends up dropping the mask. So now he's like, uh-oh, I only have my face.
And what does he do, Zosha, to kind of cover his face from Mrs. Selner?
He sneaks into the kitchen, opens the fridge, and puts his face into the cake.
The water's boiling.
Hello! Ah! Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup.
Would you put your face into a cake like that?
No.
Well, I always try to make people put their faces in their cakes, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you did it to our friend Everett.
Yeah, and everyone's birthday, I always say, oh my gosh, do you smell that that frosting? It smells so good. And they always go to smell it. And I'll try to jam the cake into their face. And Zosha always tries.
As both of our children are like, no, stop.
Because it'll be their friends. It's not even just our family. I do it to their friends now. But yeah, it is a very funny scene. Just iconic of that. Hello.
I like that it's melting off his face because he's just so nervous and obviously probably sweating.
Yeah.
And it's just falling into the tea. It's just so gross.
It is hilarious.
Lots and lots of memorable scenes in this movie, which brings us right into positives. One thing that I really, really liked is the way that Robin Williams explains things, or Daniel, I should say.
Yeah.
It's not your kid's fault. Grown-up problems are more complicated. They look different. He tells his kids he'll try harder and even talks to the different ages. Like when he's talking to his son, it's different than when he's talking to Natty, his youngest daughter. And he really gets on their level. I like that he does. Like he leans down to be on eye level with whatever child that he's talking to so that they know, I'm listening to you. You have my undivided attention, and I'm going to explain to you what's happening right now because this is confusing. It's a lot. It's not your fault, etc. And I think that is just some grade A parenting. He may be messed up in other areas, but Daniel's got this part down.
Yeah, the scene that breaks Miranda is that she comes home and there's a big party for their son. And when Daniel's leaving, his son looks at him and says, I shouldn't have had that birthday party. And it kind of breaks my heart when he's explaining it to his son. I'm like, no, absolutely. Don't even talk about it that way. This is not your fault at all. And it's something that I think a lot of parents do have to go through when they're getting separated or getting divorced. They have to tell their kids, like, no, this is not your fault at all. This is our problem. Don't worry about it. We still love you with all of our fibers and our being. And it's super sad.
Yes, just because this certain event surrounding him triggered this fight doesn't mean that it was his fault. This fight was bound to happen. It was just a matter of time of what was going to bring it out.
Yeah, and that leads me right into one of my favorite things about this movie is the acting. Every single person in this movie is so genuine with their delivery. Like when Daniel and Miranda are fighting, it sounds like a real fight.
Don't you dare make me out to be the monster here, Daniel. Don't you dare. Yeah. You have all the fun and I get whatever's left over.
Oh, you chose the career, Miss
Kate. I have no choices here, Daniel. I have no choices.
Even the kids, you know, they're kind of freaked out. They're listening. They're just being nosy. They're being kids. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
You can see the sadness in everybody's eyes. You can see the heartbreak on their faces. It's without even saying anything, you see it all. So even in their body language, it is spot on.
Yeah, there's a scene where Miranda is talking to Mrs. Doubtfire, and it's when Mrs. Doubtfire, or Daniel, is asking, like, oh, you know, what was so bad about your husband? And she says these things, and in Mrs. Doubtfire's eyes, which are Daniel's eyes, you can see that he has this realization of things that he should have done different. He learns his faults, and it's so sad.
It's one of those looks that what I get from it is, how could I have been so blind? Like, how did I miss all of these things?
Yeah. And then even the kids, like Lydia has this scene where she comes out and she apologizes to Mrs. Doubtfire for, you know, being rude. And it's just a really good scene on her part. And then the youngest, Natty, she just has these scenes that she steals the screen every time, I think. She's just so cute and adorable. And
the way she whispers, like she almost whisper delivers some of her lines like a shy kid would.
Yeah, she talks about how, like, the grandma smells like bug spray, and it's just so silly and funny. And then even the son, who's played by Matt Lawrence, is very hesitant to hug his dad after the realization that he is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Come here, Chris.
No, it's okay. I get it. I just, you know, don't want to hug you or anything. Not just yet.
It's cool. It's a guy thing.
Yeah.
The way that he reacts to it all is just, it's genuine.
It is.
It's what you would really do.
Yeah, it's like, I love you, but this is weird. I'm not going to hug my dad in a dress.
So yeah, the acting is just amazing in this movie.
Another positive, and I think it's a really simple one, but it's just funny. The humor is fantastic, and it seems hard to not laugh at least something in this movie. It's hard to say how many times I've watched this as well, and I still laugh just as hard.
I agree. There's still some very hilarious parts of this movie.
So let's flip it around. What about negatives? Did you find any?
Yeah, there was one scene in particular where Stu, played by Pierce Brosnan, like you said, and Miranda are talking, and she's doing her job. He's hired her to
renovate some mansion he bought.
Yes, yeah. He got a mansion. He's going to turn it into a bed and breakfast, and she's showing him these swatches, and he says something along the lines of, oh, I've been following your work for a long time. And she knows what he's doing. And she says, oh, well, how about these curtains? How do these work? And he says something along the lines of, you really look fantastic. And then she comes back with, how about these window treatments or something like that? And it's just,
she keeps trying to keep it professional.
Absolutely. And he's very persistent, and it's not cool because he's not taking the hint of, she's not interested. Even if she is interested, she's not ready for that. And she does eventually come clean a few moments later and say, hey, I'm going through a divorce and this is what's going on. So, you know, this is how I'm feeling right now. But yeah, this scene was a very big negative for me because I didn't like how persistent he was.
It makes it even more bizarre because he didn't know that she was getting divorced. In his mind, she was still married. And then she says, oh, I'm getting divorced. It's like, he didn't even care about that when he walked in the room.
Yeah, he went through three or four questions or just, I don't know, admiration, just talking to her.
Compliments.
And then he heard, oh, no, I'm getting divorced. So it was like, dude, you were going to break this family up because you couldn't just be professional? Crazy.
Something else that could be a negative, especially if you're watching this with kids, will be the adult humor. There is a scene in particular where Mrs. Doubtfire tries to dissuade Stu from going after his wife, going after Miranda. He gives supposed details about her private life, including things she uses and what diseases she may have contracted over time, in hopes that Stu will reconsider and kind of back off. It's funny for adults, and it'll go right over kids' heads because he does it in such a speed round of innuendos that kids have no idea what any of that stuff means.
Yeah, it is funny for parents like you had just said, but it is something that even, you know, thinking about it, us watching it when we were younger, it's like, oh, I definitely missed that. I had no idea what he was talking about.
None at all whatsoever. Even our kids were just kind of like, all right, next.
But yeah, it's definitely a negative because if you have curious kids who want to ask, now you're put into that position of having to try to explain this.
Or adolescents who understand maybe half those innuendos and now they're like, ooh, what does the other half mean?
Yep. So something else I'm not too fond of is I don't know if there's a message in this movie. In the beginning, when Miranda and Daniel are having an argument, the argument that essentially leads to their separation, Daniel tells her that they should stay together because they're in love, and Miranda doesn't respond. So you kind of get this sense that Miranda has fallen out of love with Daniel. So Daniel does this extravagant thing by turning himself into a nanny and going back into his house, and he's learning more about the kids, turning everything around. And you think he's there to see his kids, but also fix his marriage, but he doesn't do that. So I'm not exactly sure what they're trying to convey for a message for people to take from it.
Yeah, I agree that Daniel's response of, we love each other, makes it seem like he also wants to fix his marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, his kids are number one, but I think he does still want Miranda in his life. We see all this jealousy towards Stu, but then we never see anything come of it. Like, yeah, he's jealous, but I think it's more so he's jealous that he doesn't want this guy around his kids, more so than Miranda. But I do think that there's more messages for parents versus kids for this film, especially surrounding divorce. I like that they consistently hit upon, don't have certain conversations in front of your children because it is not good for them. It is not healthy. The scene I have in mind in particular is when Miranda starts going off about Daniel, and Daniel, dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire, says,
excuse me, dear. I'm sure you normally would encourage the children to step out of the room before you verbally bash their father. Hmm?
Well, if I did that, I might never see them again.
And even though it's comedic, you can see the awkwardness in the hurt in the kids' eyes. And that's a wonderful thing to bring up, because if you and your significant other are not getting along, your children do not need to see that, because at the end of the day, you are still mommy and mommy, daddy and daddy, whatever you are the light of their lives. They don't want to see you guys treating each other badly. They don't want to hear bad things about either of you because they still love both of you. So I love that message of keep your children out of these messy things because it's going to be hard enough for them.
Okay, so I guess there's a little bit of a message here. And then I know this is supposed to be for negatives, but I have one more positive, and it's the ending. I didn't want to spoil it in case some of you have not seen it, but this is a spoiler warning now. And it's that Daniel and Miranda don't get back together again. Daniel does get his own show as Mrs. Doubtfire, and it's very nice. He does get to see his kids again because Miranda says that he could watch them after school. But yeah, Daniel and Miranda don't end up back together.
Which could be a negative for some people. You want to see that happy, typical fairy tale ending.
Yeah, true.
But I agree. I think it's a positive because, especially in this day and age, it's more realistic. There's a pretty high divorce rate in this country.
Mm-hmm. And there's a really nice quote that Miss Doubtfire says in the end of this movie, and it's just beautiful.
It is. This little girl, Katie, writes into Mrs. Doubtfire about her parents getting divorced, and because Daniel has just gone through this with his own family, agreed. His response is just so poetic and beautiful and to the point, and it's such a high note to end on.
You know, some parents, when they're angry, they get along much better when they don't live together. They don't fight all the time, and they can become better people and much better mummies and daddies for you. And sometimes they get back together. And sometimes they don't, dear. And if they don't blame yourself. Just because they don't love each other anymore doesn't mean that they don't love you. But if there's love, dear, those are the ties that bind. And you'll have a family in your heart forever. All my love to you, Poppet. You're going to be all right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so maybe the message is, if times are tough, not to worry. Things will work out.
Yes, focus on the love that you have for one another. And if it is easier for people to get along in separate houses, that's fine, because that means there's still love somewhere. Everyone can be happy and healthy in a different way.
That's right. And what other negatives and positives come with parental guidance, Mommy?
So language is pretty moderate. There's profanity throughout the film, but it's all very realistic to what's going on when they do choose to use these words. There's also one scene of a hand gesture, but again, it's relatable and funny. Violence, it's pretty mild. Mrs. Doubtfire accidentally sets her bosom on fire while cooking. Stu receives a run-by fruiting and chokes profusely because of Mrs. Doubtfire, which, side note, super messed up of Daniel to essentially poison someone like that. Like, I get we're having jealousy, but don't mess with people's allergies. Grown-up stuff, clearly we've already mentioned this. It's the entire film. This movie centrals around divorce, custody battles, getting your life together, dating. There's smoking, lots of drinking scenes, talks of intimacy, cross-dressing. The list is long, people. However, it's all well done. Almost all of the adult content goes over kids' heads, and the drinking and smoking is perceived as bad as well. Like, we only see drinking leading to mistakes, not people having a good time.
Yeah, that's very true.
Cry factor? It is heartbreaking to see Daniel lose his kids. The court scenes are some of the hardest to watch, and the emotions seem extremely genuine. I personally didn't shed any tears, but I think if anyone has gone through a divorce, that this is going to hit home.
I think it'll definitely hit home for some people. Obviously, I have not gone through a divorce. We're still together, but it did bring tears to my eyes, just the way that Daniel could talk about the love he has for these kids, and which essentially goes back to the acting in this movie. Just fantastic.
Just any parent thinking about not being able to see your children every single day, that is life-altering.
It is. And as for an age recommendation, you know your kids better than we do. We're just here to give our opinions. I'm not sure how our girls feel about it yet, but I know that I liked it when I was younger. I am not telling you to show your kids at 3 and 4. I'm not telling you to 5. I'm not even telling you 8 because Zosia's 8. I would go with 13. 13 seems like a fine age because they're going to grasp everything that happens in the court. They're going to grasp divorce a lot better. So yeah, 13 is going to be my recommendation. So Rotten Tomato critics have this movie at a 70%, which is a thumbs middle. Audience have it a little bit higher at a 77, which makes it a thumbs up. Let's see how it holds up in our house. Zosia, do you give Mrs. Doubtfire a thumbs up, a thumbs middle, or a thumbs down?
Thumbs middle.
Thumbs middle. Okay, why a thumbs middle?
It had some boring parts.
Okay, I could see that. Amelia?
Thumbs middle.
Thumbs middle. Why a thumbs middle?
I don't like them getting divorced.
That's good. I don't like that they got divorced either. It's just realistic, and sometimes that happens. Mommy?
Yeah, I feel like Amelia likes a happier ending. This is a thumbs up movie for me. I don't care if I'm biased or not. I liked it when I was younger. I like it now. And especially seeing it as a parent, I think it does have good messages for both adults and kids that everything's going to be all right. This is a hot topic in the world that we live in. Plenty of families are divorced and it's a fun time. So yeah, you're watching something serious, but the entire time you're laughing still. What about you, Daddy?
I agree on a lot of your points, and I am also going to keep this at a thumbs up. I think it's a fantastic movie. Dare I say that this is a near-perfect movie? It hits all the elements of what I want in a movie. It's heartfelt, it's got some drama, it's got some comedy, it's got some great acting. Like, it's a fantastic movie, and I recommend it to a lot of people.
And it's got a good ending, but not that picture-perfect ending.
It's like the first time you watch Bring It On. Like, the fact that the East Compton Clovers win, and the Toros lose. Like, it's just, yeah, it's not what you're expecting, but it's a good, realistic ending.
I love it.
I kind of hate that I just compared this to Bring It On.
Listen, but I feel like that's something we have to cover because I watched that movie a lot as a child. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I shouldn't have.
Maybe someday we'll cover it. And if any of you would like to add Mrs. Doubtfire to your movie night list, it is currently streaming on Disney Plus or available across platforms.
And after watching, let us know if you give it thumbs up, thumbs middle, or thumbs down.
And when you want to let us know what you think about the movie, please find us on social media. We like to post pictures of us on our movie nights, letting you know what snacks and sweets we're eating. We post a dad joke as well as a sneak peek clip theme to the episode coming out that week. It's a fun place to hang out.
Our Facebook is It's Movie Night, and our Instagram is It's Movie Night Pod. Thank you for listening.
Join us next week for another movie night.
Bye. Bye.